Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Brazil on the rise, that was the story in 2008. The economy was booming, hope was rising, and many Brazilian expats here started moving home. That includes reporter Juliana Barbosa. She's author of the new book, Dancing with the Devil in the City of God, Rio de Janeiro on the Brink.
I wanted to see what this was all about. It was home insofar as I had a home. You know, my passport was Brazilian, even though I'd spent 30 years outside Brazil. And I was very curious, both as a journalist and as a native, essentially, as a local daughter, to understand what all this uproar meant, what all the headlines meant, if there was a real change, or if it was just, as we say, para inglês ver, you know, something for the English to see, something for the foreigners.
Right. And when was the last time you had lived in Brazil, in Rio?
Well, that was back in the mid-80s, which was a really crazy time for Brazil, you know, when the country was transitioning out of the military dictatorship and the economy was shambles, you know, with hyperinflation of 2,000% a year. So it was a real contrast, you know, the country that I had left and this country that I was returning to. And that's precisely what I wanted to parse, what I wanted to get into.
Yeah, so you land in Rio as AP bureau chief. What was it actually like after all that time away?
Well, I was AP Rio correspondent, and it was an entirely different city. It felt like somebody had taken the place that I knew and turned it inside out. For example, security, which had been one of the big markers of Rio always, you know, it was always thought of as a place that was tremendously unsafe, dangerous. And there was this big new program that was putting police into favelas where they hadn't been in, you know, 20 years. The middle class was growing. You saw people who had before lived hand to mouth, month to month, people like coconut vendors who now had cell phones. It was very tangible, the difference. It was very impressive, really.
And your friends who were not in Rio, when you would describe what you were encountering to them, what would you point to show kind of, well, your book is Rio de Janeiro on the Brink. What would you point to show Rio's on the brink?
Well, this is what I began to discover as I lived there and reported on it over the years. As 2010 became 2011 and 12, you began to see that there were cracks in this facade, in this country that was, you know, that was booming, where, you know, the future was ours essentially. And what I would talk about are things like, for example, once you go into those favelas and you go into these new middle class neighborhoods, and you see that, you know, those people have cell phones, but they don't have sewage treatment, for examples. You go into these favelas that have this new policing program, and you see that they've become essentially militarized communities. Before, they were overseen by drug dealers with guns, and now they've got round-the-clock military police, which is, you'd argue, better than the drug dealers, but still, you know, you're living under the shadow of a gun. So it wasn't quite what I'd expected or hoped for.
How disappointing was that?
It was tremendously disappointing. I mean, it was a very hard thing to live through, some very hard situations to report on as a journalist. You know, there was a massive storm, massive mudslides that killed over 1,000 people, and reporting on that was very hard. But also as a journalist, as a Brazilian, you know, as somebody who was for the first time in my life reporting in my home language, you know, the language that before I'd only used with my parents and my siblings and my grandparents. So it felt very, very close. It felt very personal in a way that my reporting hadn't before. And so there were some really tough moments where I really struggled to sift away that personal experience and just do the who, what, when, why, where, you know, of an AP news report.
You know, today, 2015, it's hard for me as an outsider to get a sense of what's going on there. There is, I know, a lot of chaos, a lot of protests. There are impeachment calls for President Dilma Rousseff after she was hailed as a populist. Next summer, Olympics in Rio, so more big expenses and more showing the us versus them. Where are things headed, and where would you like to see Rio at in 10 years?
Well, I feel like Rio is Rio and Brazil really are, I hope and I think, headed in a positive direction. It's crazy to say that right now, but I feel like these are healthy things in a way. Having the people in the streets making their demands, you know, being heard, that's a very positive step for a country that, you know, just 30 years ago was under a military dictatorship. So it looks very messy. It looks chaotic, but I see the seeds of something very positive happening here as well.
Juliana Barbosa, the author of Dancing with the Devil in the City of God, Rio de Janeiro on the Brink. Thank you for your time and your thoughts.
Thank you so much for having me.